Welcome to the podcast of Pastor Joseph Castillo from All Nations International Fellowship. Enjoy this podcast while you're doing household chores, riding your car, or even your morning devotions. I trust the living word of God to change your life forever. Visit us online at www.anifbeijing.com.
Come on, just lift your hands for just a minute. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just lift your hands and just worship Him. Something about praising God will just create an atmosphere where the supernatural manifests itself. Bible said that He inhabits the praises of His people. In fact, the Bible said that He's looking for people who are worshipers. Come on, don't stop praising. Just begin to open your mouth for just a minute. I'm not asking you to force anything. I'm asking you to find that place. I'm asking you to just look inside. There's got to be somebody who's thankful for what the Lord has done. Come on, there's got to be somebody who's been delivered at least one time up in this place. There's got to be somebody who's had their back against the wall and found Him to be faithful over and over and over and over and again. Come on, I'm not asking you to push something or work it up or sweat it up. I'm asking you to find something from down deep inside that says, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a way maker. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether. Woo, hallelujah. Altogether wonderful, wonderful You are to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You are my God. You're all together love. Come on, sing. Altogether wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful You are to me. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never Yes, yes, yes.
To see my sin upon that cross.
So here I am to worship.
Here I am to bow.
Here I am to sing.
Here I am to say that.
Yeah. Altogether worthy. Altogether worthy. Altogether wonderful. I want you to just keep singing gently. Just keep singing gently for just a minute. I feel like the Lord wants to tell you tonight that he's getting ready to shift your paradigm. He's getting ready to break some of the strongholds in your mind. Some of the things, some of the prides and prejudices, some of the things that you hold to that are really keeping you from moving to the next level. God is getting ready to move you into a different place of being able to understand and perceive him. He's going to break down the barriers. I hear him saying he's going to open up the heavens, open up the doorway of heaven, open up the way. He's going to break the barrier. In fact, I hear him saying that the way has already been made. The price has already been paid. Come on, if you know the price has already been paid. Come on, the price has already been paid for you to get a revelation. Come on, the price has already been paid for you to move to the next level. Come on, the price has already been paid for you to get to where God has ordained for you to be. Come on, somebody. Altogether worthy. Altogether wonderful you are. Amen. Amen. Just grab somebody by the hand right now. Just grab somebody. Make sure you're making contact with somebody right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You pay a price to be here. You pay a price to be who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. You didn't come here to waste your time tonight. And so, Father, we pray for a breakthrough. We pray for, hallelujah, we pray for an outpouring of your spirit, Father, that you will break the barrier between temporary and eternal, Father. Open the floodgates of heaven. Open the floodgates of heaven. Open the floodgates. I'm talking about the floodgates, Lord. Open up the floodgates. Open them wide. Hallelujah. Thank you for bringing us here, Father. Thank you, Father, that there's destiny in this room right now, Father. Everything that you brought us through has brought us to this moment so that we can be prepared for what you're taking us to, Father. In the name of Jesus, we don't want to waste our time. We're reaching up. We're reaching out, Father. Hallelujah. We're looking to apprehend this moment. We want to take advantage of this time, Father, in the name of Jesus. Pray that you touch Bishop Greg tonight, Father. Pray that your anointing would manifest, that your glory, that all of the gift that you have placed within him, Father, would be released upon the church. That you would pour him out. Pour him out. Pour him out, Father, as a sweet essence, Father. Like the essence from the alabaster, Father. Everything that you've taken him through, Father, has prepared him for this moment. Now release your glory. Release your essence. Release the value. Release it, Father. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Come on, somebody's making a demand on the anointing tonight. I can feel it. Somebody wants a real breakthrough in this room. I can feel your glory, Father. Touch your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, move by your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Jesus, we're hungry. We're hungry. We're hungry. Just tell him we're hungry. Tell him we're hungry. We're thirsty. We're hungry. We're desperate.
We need you, Jesus. We can't do this without you. We need you, Father.
We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you more than we've ever needed you before, Father. We need you now, Jesus. Hey, with God we give you glory. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just turn to your neighbor before you take your seat and say, God's going to do it. He's going to do it. Don't worry about it. Just encourage somebody and say, don't worry about it. He's going to make a way. He's going to do it. Come on. It's going to be done. It is done in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Come on. You may, I mean, go ahead and take your seat. Take your seat. I have no idea how much time we have. You know something? That's something about living for Jesus. And when we begin to cross into that realm of the Spirit, we just lose grasp of time and space. And I do that, so forgive me, because I don't believe that it needs to be a long time in order for it to be a good time. But I'm certainly privileged. I'm privileged to be among you. I sense something very special in this, even in this small group, like God has jam-packed this little room with destiny. Hallelujah. And so I'm very honored. I'm honored that you are honored by having me. And I'm honored to have my friend invite me, both of my friends, to be here. And I want to honor the work of God, the men of God. The Bible says how lovely upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good news. And I know most of you understand how important it is to stand behind the ministry and work with the pastor. It's you have no idea. It's a challenging thing. I mean, especially when you're under the pressure that you guys are under to meet in secret and duck around and shuck around like you don't know what's going to happen. And so my admonition to you before I pass this over is to just love one another. Come on. Come on, just love one another. Nobody's perfect. Come on. People make mistakes. Your pastor will probably make a few. Probably make, truth be told, he'll probably make quite a few. But so if you came here expecting him to be perfect, you're making a real serious mistake. Amen. I said the other day that what you need to do is when you come to church is to make expectation on God, not expectation on your pastor. Hallelujah. Make an expectation on yourself. Hallelujah. But I'm so honored to be here, and I'm sorry, I need to just move on and pass this microphone over to the man of God. He is my friend, the founder of Ignite, of the Ignite Conferences in Canada. Actually, Ignite Conferences International. We've had them all over the country, and I've been praise and worship leader with them for many of those conferences, and now it's just gone international. It's hard to keep up, amen. There's just not enough resources and time and money. Everybody's busy and things to do, but amen. Going international, hallelujah. He is the founder of Ever Increasing Ministries. I've traveled with him at least twice to the great country of Nigeria, beautiful continent of Africa. Hallelujah. This is my second time now here to China. My first time at this church actually was just yesterday, but I'm here because I've been invited by my good friend, and he's here to minister to you tonight. Would you please put your hands together, give God a great big praise, and welcome Bishop Great Gill. Come on, give him praise. Come on, give God praise.
Well, I don't even need to preach after Brother Lair got going there. I was like, wow, I was enjoying that. Amen. Just be ready, I'll tell you. You know, we're so honored to be here. Oh, it turned it off, sorry. And great to be with you always. And this has become home for me in Asia. This is my home base in Asia. This is where I'm launching out of in Asia. How's that sound? Amen? Come on. And my good friend Tom is here. Everybody say hi to Tom right there. Give a little wave. I met Tom several years ago when I came, and it was crazy because we're both Canadians. We live about an hour and a half plane ride away from each other, but we met in Beijing. And he has just an amazing story, because he got saved when he came to China. He didn't get saved in Canada. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Come on. I mean, you talk about God doing things upside down. Come on, hello. And he is a powerful testimony, powerfully using the gift of healing. He's my good friend and partner in crime here in Beijing, and I love him dearly. Love his family's been to my home in Calgary. They've stayed with us, and wonderful people. And his wife Sarah and his two kids are awesome. Karen sent me a little message today on WeChat. She said, "Hello, Greg. Welcome to China." And it was great. How old's Karen now? 4. Yeah, she left me a little message. She's great. So great to be here with you tonight. And we were fighting devils to get here, so I know it's going to be a great weekend. Oh, amen. Come on. Amen. Every new level, there's a new devil. Come on. Turn to your neighbor and say, every new level, there's a new devil. See, if all hell isn't kicking against you, then you're probably not doing something right. I get a little nervous when things are going too smoothly. I get a little nervous because I'm wondering, am I doing something wrong? Come on. Because my job, the Bible says, beware when all men speak well of you. So I want somebody to put their mouth on me. Come on. I don't want these pastors going to these churches to vote. You know those churches? We don't know those anymore. But those churches that they have, they go in and they're saying, oh, I want 100% vote. Listen, if they have 100%, I would never go near that church. Glory be to God. Because it's not going to be 100% the next week they show up. Come on, somebody. And it's great to be with you here today. And so honored to have Brother Lair with me. I call him Brother Lair. He was my best man at my wedding. We have ministry. We've done 23 conferences in Canada. We've done conferences in Nigeria, stuff in China. I mean, we do life together. We do ministry together. And how many know you need covenant brothers to do things together with? Amen? Amen? Because the best ministry comes from relationship. And so you have now, Apostle Joseph said this is the sons of thunder. That's what he calls the three of us. Like China has never seen three men like us. But I felt one of the things that God wanted to do here out of these days together was that he wanted to start a movement. And I called it the resistance movement. James chapter 3, or James chapter 4 says, resist the devil, and he will what? You know, a lot of us go around rebuking the devil, but we wouldn't have to rebuke him if we resist him. Come on. It says, resist the devil, and he will flee. And so sometimes we give the devil an awful lot of credit, but sometimes we got to call an attack for what it is. Amen? And the enemy is real. And so we got to recognize that the enemy is coming like a roaring lion. He's looking to devour those who he can. And so I felt today to release this word that the Lord wants to raise up those that are here as part of a resistance movement. What does the word resistance mean? Anybody know? Anybody know what resistance means? Okay, tell us. To stand against something, exactly. So I believe those that are here tonight, God is going to minister to you, and you're going to begin this year, as we begin this new year, and congratulations on Chinese New Year. I know you're just finishing. And as we begin this year, that God is going to allow you to stand up against something. Come on, somebody. Amen. And you're going to take your stand. Ephesians says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. So the only way that you can defeat the enemy is if you take a stand. And so many people get so close to their miracle, but then they give up. But we got to persevere, and we got to get through. So I want to share this with you. I've called this message Over the Top. Somebody shout Over the Top.
Over the Top.
Here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 through 8. It's on the screen if someone can read it in a nice loud voice. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. It's up here. Someone want to read that? You want to read that, Apostle?
Yes. David and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites had raided the Negev and Ziklag. They had attacked Ziklag and burned it, and had taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. They killed none of them, but carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men came to Ziklag, they found it destroyed by fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. Okay, keep going. David's two wives had been captured, Ahinoam and Jezreel, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abithar, the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. Abithar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue this raiding party? Will I overtake them? Pursue them, he answered, and you certainly will overtake them and succeed in the rescue. Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Amen. So we see this, we pick up the story with David and the men of Ziklag. And David, who's Israel's promised king at this point, faces the real possibility of losing not only his family, but losing his life. I don't know where you're at tonight, but maybe you've faced possibilities like that. You've been in situations like that. Verse 7, returning to his men, David says to Abithar, he says, bring me the ephod. And it's interesting because the ephod had two stones in it, which were called Urim and Thummim. And those stones were basically stones that told what was about to happen. This wasn't witchcraft. This was godly things that happened. And the priest had brought those, and what happens is the disgruntled men get around David and Abithar, because why? They knew that they got the answers, that the answers would come from these two precious stones. And you need to understand that God is about to bring some people around you that are going to help bring you answers. I'm going to say it again. God's about to bring somebody around you that's going to give you some answers. Because sometimes you don't know what to do. And you feel like you've lost your family. You feel like you're losing everything. But then God brings exactly what you need. And what happens is the hope is that they would get back what that which was stolen. So this message tonight, pursue, overtake, and recover all. I know Apostle Joseph's theme this year is rapid harvest. Well, this message tonight is on rapid restoration. How's that? Because that's what God's about to do for you. See, in many ways, we're like David. He was anointed, we're anointed. Come on, somebody say, I'm anointed. I'm anointed. Turn to your neighbor, say this, the least anointed you'll ever see me. Because why? Because you're growing in the anointing. He was a man of valor, we're people of valor. Amen? Come on, somebody. I'm preaching better than you're shouting already. His best years were ahead of him. Your best years are ahead of you. Come on, somebody. He was plundered by the enemy. Have you ever been there before? Come on. Somebody say, pursue, overtake, and recover all. The word plundered means this. It means that any time you've experienced financial hardship or sickness, premature death of a loved one, illness, a nagging sense of failure, then you've been plundered. Have you ever been there? Somebody shout, been there. We've probably all been there. See, many Christians haven't made up their mind whether God has a miracle for them. They're still trying to figure it all out. Some Christians are still trying to argue whether God heals today, whether God still wants to prosper them, whether God still wants to bless them. Some are in love with poverty. Some are in love with sickness. They don't want to come out with those because they don't want God to heal them, because if he healed them, then they'd have nothing else to talk about. Come on. They can't complain anymore. They can't go victim mentality. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Say pursue, overtake, and recover all. In this year of rapid harvest, there's a rapid restoration coming to you. And God says you're about to pursue, overtake, and recover all. So I'm going to talk to you tonight about those three things quickly in Jesus' name. I haven't preached this, so I hope you're going to get it tonight in Jesus' name. Pursue. Pastor Parsley said this many years ago, the proof of the desire is in the pursuit. You always get what you go after. Some people say, I want my stuff back, but they don't. I wish I could be well, but they're not. I wish I had more joy. I wish I could pay my bills. I wish I could get rid of this pain in my neck. I wish I could do all these things. But if you want any of these things, then you'll have to pursue. How many married people do we have in here? Okay, quite a few. You didn't get married by just sitting back and doing nothing. You got married because you pursued your partner. Amen. Woo! Luce, I hope you did. Come on. My Lord, if you didn't, you're in the room. We're going to cast those devils out in Jesus' name. But you got her, or you got him, because you pursued them. And the proof of the desire is in the pursuit. If you desire something, you go after it. I know really I can get anything if I really want it. Come on. You can get anything if you really want it, if you will pursue. And you got to pursue him above all things. You got to get your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. You see, God has you covered. Shout, I'm covered. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. See, the banner back in those days was significant. It was a gathering point in the time of war. In order to mobilize the troops, the trumpet would sound, and the men would rush, and they would gather around the banner. It was a gathering place. Then as the enemy marched forward, the banner always led the way. Even in the heat of the battle, the banner remained at the front of the battle lines. So you need to know that if you're carrying the banner, if the Lord is carrying you, Jehovah Nissi has got you covered, and he's carrying you, then you will be in the front lines. And if you're going to be in the front lines, then get ready for great attack. Because you won't be attacked if you're not doing anything for God. I like to say this, Apostle. Some people, some pastors out there, they don't have to worry because they don't make hell nervous what they do. That's right. That's right. They just want everything to be happy. Everybody be mamby-pamby. They don't make hell nervous. We're going to have just another good service. How many know God's not looking for another good service? He's looking for some good men and women to rise up and say, I will be in your service. Amen. Come on, glory be to God.
Yes.
And so as long as that banner was in front, the men marched ahead. But when the banner was in the back, the men would retreat. The banner symbolized that God had covered them. And many times in our life, when we pursue God, we sit back and we wonder, has he left us? And we wonder, is it worth pursuing? Is he worth pursuing? Is all the promises in his word, are they worth pursuing? Have you ever been at the place before where you said things like this? I can't feel God. I can't see God. I can't hear God. Come on, anybody been there? Shout, been there. Do you know where he is? I'll tell you where he is. He's just stepped back a little bit just to see if you'll pursue him enough to get to where you need to go. Woo! He just pulled back a little bit. And he said, hey, son, hey, daughter, are you really willing to come a little closer? You're willing to pursue me even more? See, people are crying out for the glory, the glory, the glory. Sometimes he pulls back a little bit and says, hey, are you going to pursue me so you can really get my glory? It's about pursuit. The proof of the desire is in the pursuit. You have to pursue him. You have to pursue something. If God tells you, get something, then get on it and go for it in Jesus' name. Don't let the enemy hold you back. You have to pursue God if you really want him. Somebody shout, pursue.
Pursue.
Number two is overtake.
Overtake.
Overtake means to pass by. It means to exceed that which you already have. How do you pass by or exceed that which the enemy is trying to do to you? You fight it with the word of God. The blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, it says in Revelation. But we fight with the word of God. How many remember the Iraq war several years ago? You know, and they started talking about the Scud missiles and everything, and there was there was incoming missiles that would come. And the devil shoots Scuds, but you need to understand that you have Patriot missiles. Because the Patriot missiles are the ones that stop the Scuds from getting any further. Hey, hey, hey. And so when the enemy comes at you, you need to stand with the word of God and know that the word of God is like a Patriot missile for you, and it can also serve as a laser smart bomb for you even. Amen. Come on, glory be to God. Amen. The word of God will accomplish that where you send it. Amen. Oh, you don't believe me? Look at Isaiah 55:11. Let's look what it says. Isaiah 55:11. Sean, you got it? Read it out.
I don't have it just yet. Okay. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void without producing any effect useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and propose, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
So the word of God, it says, when you send it out, it will produce fruit. Come on. And then it says that where you send it, it will prosper. Therefore, there will be great things that follow the word of God when you send it. What does it say throughout the Gospels? It said Jesus sent his word and he healed them. All he did was spoke a word. He wasn't even near some of those people, but he sent the word. That's why when we pray over people and we're standing here and we pray over people and they're somewhere, we send a word out to you in Jesus' name. And tomorrow night I'm going to talk about the power of God speaking through us. And so we're going to learn about that. But it's the same with the word. He sends it out, it always produces fruit. And it's time for us to utilize the word of God and fight principalities and powers, because God has commanded us to pursue, overtake, and recover all. Somebody shout, pursue, overtake, and recover all. See, you got to overtake. Because the enemy is trying to overtake you, so you got to overtake him. What do? You always fight with an opposite spirit. You fight fear with faith. You fight poverty with prosperity. You fight sickness with divine healing. And you always fight with an opposite spirit. So you got to understand, if you're going to be part of this resistance movement, then the fight is on in Jesus' name. You're getting ready for the fight of your life. And I'll tell you, when those UFC boys go into the ring, it's everything goes. So you need to know that if you're going to be part of God's army and enlist in that army, then the fight is going to follow you. But what are you going to do? Number three, we're going to recover all. Look what it says in verse 18 through 20 of 1 Samuel, if you have that apostle.
All right, let's read this here. Okay. David recovered everything the Amalekites had taken, including his two wives. Nothing was missing, young or old, boy or girl, plunder or anything else that they had taken. David brought everything back. He took all the flocks and herds, and his men drove them ahead of the other livestock, saying, "This is David's plunder."
Hallelujah. So he didn't lose a thing. Come on, you say, "Well, the devil's taking this from me." Get ready, because the devil hasn't taken anything from you, really, because you're not only going to get that back, but God says you're going to get more than that back. Amen. Job was restored double, it said. He got double for his trouble. It said in the latter days of his life, double was restored to him. That's right. Come on. So you need to say, "Double for my trouble." That's what God's about to do in this day of rapid restoration. He's about to give you double for your trouble. He's about to give you harvest. You're going to overtake. You're going to pursue. You're going to recover all. See, one thing about restoration is this. People get it messed up, apostle, because they say this. They say, "Oh, restoration, God's going to give me everything back." No, 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 no. The Bible says his mercies are new every morning. Why do you want the same stuff back that you already once had? When God says, "I got something fresh for you." He said, "Behold," Isaiah says, "Behold, I do a new thing in your life. Now it will spring forth." Did you not find rain in the wilderness? Did you not find some water right in the middle of the desert? Come on, somebody. And we're looking at the old thing, but God says, "I'm about to sprout something new for you in Jesus' name." You're about to recover all. You're not only going to get that back which you had, but you're going to get more. Somebody shout more. There's plenty more for you to put in store in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Look what it says, Proverbs 6:31. This is a thief. Listen to what it says. But if he's caught, he will be fined seven times as much as he stole. Even if it means selling everything in his house to pay it back. So what you've lost, the enemy says, "I'm going to try to hold it back," but God says he's got to pay it seven times back. Come on, somebody, in Jesus' name. Woo! So if you just want to settle with what you had, you go ahead. But I'm going for my seven-time blessing in Jesus' name. Seven being the number of, oh, glory be to God. Seven being the number of perfection. Woo! Then look what it says. Deuteronomy 26:1. So you're coming out of the recovery room and you're covered by God. You shall no longer be held back to possess that which is rightfully yours. Deuteronomy 26:1. When you arrive in the land the Lord your God has given you as a special possession, and you have conquered it and settled there. What have you done? You've conquered and you've settled. You said, "Lord, I'm making my stake. I'm putting my stake in the ground. I am here." That word possess means this. The word possess means to inherit. It's also a war term which means to drive out the previous tenant.
Oh, glory be to God.
Woo! There's somebody in your way right now. You begin to speak to them in Jesus' name. Begin to speak the word of God. Someone's in your building, begin to speak the word of God. Someone's in your way in your job, speak the word of God. And drive out that tenant in Jesus' name, because you have the power inside of you. You're overtaking, you're possessing that which is yours.
Yes, Jesus.
Woo! I remember Jerry Savelle tells a story in his book, Footsteps of a Prophet. I haven't talked about it in a long time, but he tells a story that he uses a scripture out of Corinthians where it says, all things are subject to change. Okay. And so what happens is he's going by this ministry building, and he feels the Lord says that's his building. But the building's full with other people, and the building's not for sale. So Jerry goes and makes an appointment one day with the owner, and he says, I'd like to meet you because this is my building. And the owner says, pardon? He says, this is my building. And he said, well, it's not for sale. And Jerry said, but all things are subject to change. So he leaves. A few months go by. Goes back. Building's still packed with people. Meets the owner. Says, there's still people in my building. Owner says, well, this isn't your building. This is my building, and it's full, as you can see. And Jerry says, but all things are subject to change. And so a few more months go by, 6 months, I think it was. And he's driving one day. And he goes by, and he sees a for sale sign on the front lawn. And he says, thank you, God. I knew that building was waiting for me. He goes in, and he purchased the building. And he looked at the owner after it was all done, and he said, I told you this was my building. Glory be to God. You need to overtake in Jesus' name. You need to be speaking the word of God into things. You need to be prophesying your own future, because what you speak comes to pass in Jesus' name. And all things are subject to change. It may be one thing, but God says, in your favor, all things are subject to change. Because you're my servant, and you're my favorite. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm God's favorite.
I'm God's favorite.
You see, when you possess the land and go into battle, everyone knows that the winner gets to keep the spoils. So I need to ask you tonight, whose side are you on? What are you possessing? Where are you going? Are you ready to overtake, pursue, and recover all? Are you ready to go after everything he has? See, once you're in the heat of the battle, there's no such thing as a negotiation except for an unconditional surrender. It's interesting because in war, the winner takes all. There's no in between. Do you remember those old westerns? How many watched those old western movies before? You've seen them before? They're in the saloons and everything. And they say, come out with your hands up. You heard that line before, seen that before? They say, come on. They got the gun on them. Come out with your hands up. I'm telling you tonight, as the body of Christ, it's time for you to come out with your hands up. Get your hands up in the air and start praising him for what he's done. Start praising him that you're recovering all. Start praising him that he's restoring, not what just you had, but even more what he's bringing. Jesus' name, you're pursuing. Everybody shout pursue.
Pursue.
Shout overtake.
Overtake.
Shout recover all.
Recover all.
Stand to your feet tonight. I want you to take your right index finger and turn to your neighbor. I want you to preach it. Pursue.
Pursue.
Overtake.
And recover all.
Now go to three people and say that. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. Come on, prophesy it tonight. Prophesy it tonight. Prophesy it tonight. Prophesy it tonight. Pursue, overtake, recover all. Asher, pursue, overtake, recover all. You see, you're going to the top. The only way you can get to the top of the mountain is if you pursue, overtake, and recover all. And you say, I'm going to be part of that army. I'm going to be part of a resistance movement that says, enemy, you have no place in me. You see, if I were the devil, I would tell you you wouldn't make it through another day. If I were the devil, I'd tell you you were going to die of sickness. If I were the devil, I would tell you that you were going to live in poverty all your life. But the great news is I'm not the devil. And the devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. Turn to your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. Say the devil is a liar and so is his mother-in-law. My Nigerian friend told me that one. Glory be to God. I thought it was cute, though. So I need you to know tonight that God's looking for some people that are going to pursue, pursue, overtake, and recover all. And it's only going to be a few. In the last days, there's only going to be a remnant. It's not for everybody. Everybody's not going to engage. Everybody's not going to go in. You know, I know some people, Apostle, that in different countries that they have no choice but to join the army. What they called? Inscripted? Is that what it's called?
Mandatory.
Yeah. Singapore. Because I know my friend. Singapore, they have to go in it, right? Korea is the same. And Israel, I mean, there are many countries in the world. So I'm telling you tonight, God is saying the same thing to you. Are you willing to enlist?
Yes, I am.
Are you willing to pursue, overtake, and recover all?
Amen. Yes, I am.
Because as you go into this year, this rapid restoration is so much. I'll tell you, Apostle Joseph, I was sitting with Pastor Alex, Evangelist Alex. He sends his greetings, by the way. And I was sitting with him on January 2nd in my living room. Because we always spend 1st or 2nd of January with him, it seems. And the Lord gave me a word as I sat there. He said, Bishop, what's the word of the Lord for the year? And I said, the Lord told me he's going to restore everything and more. And many miracles and signs and wonders are going to follow. And then I saw you preaching rapid recovery, and I was like, the Lord said to me, just preach them. Rapid restoration is coming. See, some of you can't make it unless you get restored real quick. But why not believe? Because the scripture says he heals the brokenhearted. He restores those that are far away. And he loves you with an everlasting love. What's it say? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's with me. And you just need to hear tonight, gang, that he's about to restore things that you thought he never even could. And if I were you, I'd be running. I'd be running around saying, thank you, Jesus. I'd be saying, thank you, Lord, for rapid restoration. Thank you, Lord, that my restoration is coming in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. My money's coming, my family's coming, my healing's coming. Everything I need is coming. My car's coming, my house's coming, my property's coming in Jesus' name. My blessing's coming in Jesus' name. So, listen, you get what you speak. Come on in Jesus' name. See, David went into the land of Ziklag, and everywhere they went, they said they possessed the land. And tonight, God is saying, if you step towards the land and take it, then he will possess it in Jesus' name. You will, once you possess the land, you will overtake and recover all. But you got to pursue him. So I'm asking you tonight, if we can just put some music on there, Kim, quietly. I'm asking you tonight, what do you need to pursue in your life to get closer to him? What do you need to pursue in your life that's going to bring you to rapid restoration? What do you need to pursue to get you to the top? Because God's plan for you is not the bottom of the hill. It's to get you to the top of the mountain. Because when he spoke to Moses, it was at the top of the mountain. And he gave the commandments. So many people are living at the bottom. And God says, I'm about to restore you and take you to the top. Woo, hallelujah. Shikara masoto. Lift your hands all across this place if you would. Just begin to lift your voice. Begin to thank him that he's restoring you right now. He's restoring you. He's doing his work in you. See, nobody can do their work like he can. He's restoring you right now in Jesus' name. Whether it be sickness, whether it be finances, whether it be miracles in your house, whether it be salvation in your family. I don't know what it is, but I know one thing is that he will restore you. He will restore your soul. He will restore you. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Come on, lift your voice. Thank him right now. Thank him right now. He's restoring, even in this house. He's restoring this ministry in Jesus' name. He's given back even more than what it had. He's given back even more than what it had. Many were stolen. You know what? Listen to me. Look at me for a minute, folks. You know what's crazy about this meeting right now is this. The last time that Pastor Larry and I were together in this house, we were in a karaoke room. 666 on the number on the outside, and lost half the church that day. Is that true?
That's true. That's true.
More than half.
That's true, yeah.
And it just came to me now, Apostle, when I'm standing here. God can more than restore that. Because you look what he's doing. That's just like a breath to him. He just goes, and it's done. So it's powerful that the three of us are together because something happened that day. And now something's happening again in Jesus' name. This is a restoration. It says in the Word of God, it says, to believe for the restoration of all things. Revelation says this, behold, I will do something new. So don't settle for the old. Don't settle for old manna. Don't settle for old religion. For the old way of doing things. It might not look the same, but he's the same God. Come on. And so tonight what I want us to do is I want us to do circles of prayer if we could. Bible says where two or three agree upon touching any one thing, it shall be done. So I'd like us to get in circles of two or three. No more than three, please. Listen carefully. No more than three people. Just find somebody around you if you would. And I want us to pray that we would pursue, overtake, and recover all. And that rapid restoration will be released. See, because tonight, Apostle, I believe there's a releasing. It's not just a word of restoration, it's a release of restoration. And I know because in my own life, God has brought restoration. See, I can speak this with authority because I have experienced the restoration of God in my own life in many ways. So many people are speaking stuff just from theory. I'm speaking this from experience. And I'm speaking this because I've went through what I've went through. I have authority to speak a message like this. See, the greatest thing is those that get sick and get healed are the greatest ones to speak in healing because they have authority to speak into it. So whatever you have and whatever may be your issue right now, oh, by the way, everybody has an issue. You say, oh, not me. Somebody shout, I have an issue. Yeah, you do. Every one of us has issues. Now that you've confessed it, you're going to be free. Come on. But the powerful thing is that no matter what you've been through, your pain is going to be turned into praise and your wounds are going to be turned into worship. That's the restoring power of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, all the pain you've went through and all the suffering isn't really for you. It's for somebody else. It's for the generations to come. It's for this right here. Everything you're going through is to pave the way for this. These boys. You know, there's a whole generation waiting on the other side of your obedience. So this is serious tonight. So I want you to just agree together in prayer for restoration of all things. Of all things in every person's life. Of all things. Not just one thing. Of all things. Are you listening to me tonight? Restoration of all things. God is a great restorer. So tonight, just begin to lift your voice. Begin to prophesy over each other. Speak words of...
We had to stop the recording at that point, but you may be listening right now and you say,
Pastor Joey, I wanted to pray that prayer. If I was there, I would have prayed with you. I'd like to pray right now, as a matter of fact. I'd like to give my life to Jesus Christ. I would like to have God in my life, and I'd like to know Jesus as my Savior and my Lord, and surrender my life to Him. You know, repentance means to turn away from your way of doing things and to turn to God's way. We've done things our own way, like they used to say in Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. When I did the 12 steps, they said, your best decisions and your best ways of thinking and your best ways to handle life have gotten you to this situation. And now it's time to trust a higher power. But there is no higher power than the God of all the earth. His name is Jehovah. And He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. And through Him, you can turn from your way of doing things to His way. And His way is the right way, because He made you. And He made you for a purpose, and He knows exactly what you need to pull out your potential, to forgive you of your sins, deliver you from the things that keep you away from God in a sin and death cycle. And if you'd open up your heart to Him right now, together with me, God can begin a new work in your life. So just pray with me wherever you're at, whether you're driving your car, whether you're at home, wherever you are, just pray with me and repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that your Son died for my sins. And on the third day, He was raised from the dead. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. You prayed that prayer. I'd like you to contact me, and we can send you some more resources and materials that could help you start this new life, because this is the first day of the rest of your life. Email me at joe@nationsabroad.com or email the church at nfcontact@gmail.com. And we'd love to speak with you and just correspond with you and put you on the right path, maybe help you find some local churches there online or something, or maybe we know some pastors there that could follow up with you and help teach you the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and feel free to download the other podcasts and just feed on the Word of God.